My name is Alan Ramirez. I'm 21 and I'm from Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Okay. Are you a student here?
No, I'm not a student here.
Okay. What inspired you to come out?
I heard that Tim Kaine was coming to speak in Asheville and I wanted to see what he was all about. I heard that he made a speech in all Spanish in a certain state, and that's the first time any presidential or vice presidential candidate has ever given a speech in Spanish in the United States, and that's pretty cool. But his speech was also focusing on missionary trips in Honduras and Latin America, which is also harmful. So it's just, I wanted to see what he was about. And
oh, I see. Yeah. So you had kind of mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about him.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And what about the top of the ticket, Hillary Clinton? What do you think?
I think that Hillary Clinton needs to be our president, as like out of the options that we have. I prefer that she's our president, although I don't, I may not vote for her. I just know that Trump can't be our president this election.
So you're thinking of possible third parties as well?
Possibly third party, or possibly leaving the that piece of the ballot blank.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have real reservations about Hillary Clinton?
Although some people say a vote for Hillary is a vote, is like a not voting for Hillary is a vote for Trump. I still sometimes can't see myself to vote for Hillary just for ethical reasons. And as myself, as a queer person of color, I know that she doesn't always stand by me. And I know that in the past, she hasn't stood for me. So it's an ethical choice.
Oh, yeah. So where do you think she went wrong in your view? I know that she was sort of slow to come around to gay marriage. Is that part of it, maybe?
I mean, yeah, that's not uncommon for a lot of politicians to be slow at coming around for gay marriage. And gay marriage isn't even the real issue. That's like the surface issue for a lot of LGBT folks. Something that she said recently was she called black folks super predators. And that's just a racist term that's been used historically to oppress black and brown folk. And although she has less strict issues, strict policies that she wants to bring up, she has like less stricter policies than Trump has. She still perpetuates racism, and she still perpetuates a lot of hate towards black folks.
I think in the 90s was when she used the term super predators, mm-hmm. and she has tried to walk that back and apologize for using that term.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's okay at a certain point? Do you think she's shown the right level of contrition, or maybe not enough?
Yeah, I don't think it's okay. And then, like, obviously, if I would prefer that neither of them were running for president, or that we had another person that could be a better representative for like my identities. But that may not happen anytime soon, and I have to accept that. So I am focusing on making sure that the local elections and that the elections that are happening in North Carolina are the ones that are going to be. Which are the ones that are going to be affecting me more directly, are in my favor.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem.
It. All right.